in about 15, but we just played the Dale Hansen commentary on Michael Sam being drafted in the seventh round by the Rams. It's his second big commentary on Michael Sam. The first one landed him on Ellen. I don't know if this one will, but it was another interesting one.
Another pro-Michael Sam one.
Yeah, another pro-Michael Sam one. It wasn't his first take, though, we understand. He actually had one in the can, but the bosses at Channel 8 would not allow him to air this one, but we got the super secret audio.
Yeah, I got this from my inside source at Channel 8, you know, connected with some people over there, and they handed me this first one. This was Dale at rehearsal, his original commentary that Channel 8 brass stepped in and said, hey, this is not going to get you the national exposure. You need to change your tune. Because it was a little bit less pro-Michael Sam. You be the judge.
All right, you guys got to roll on this. You just want to... All right, I run through it and then you tell me what you think. All right. Missouri's Michael Sam, the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, and the first openly gay player in the NFL, was the 249th pick in the league's 2014 draft. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says they didn't draft Michael Sam because he's what they call a tweener, which is someone who is 11 to 12 years old. Just goes to show how little Jerry knows about the Cowboy players that he might draft. I think the reason Sam fell so far in the draft was because he had so much gayness in him that he was bleeding pink.
Gosh.
I was all ready to come on here tonight and rail on America as homophobic because 248 players were taken before the SEC's Defensive Player of the Year who happens to be gay. But then I saw the kiss. Good God, what was that? True story. After being drafted by the Rams, Michael Sam grabs his college twink and kisses him on camera.
Jeez. Oh,
and then he did it again. And then he did it again. And then he did it again. Now, let me be clear. I was okay in expecting a single, tasteful kiss between two men who love each other. I wanted to see that. I had already sent the lovely Mrs. Hansen to the store on a fake errand, and I was on the couch with my popcorn up to my mouth and my pants to my ankles.
Oh, my gosh.
But then the kiss went on. And then there was the cake. I watched with horrible fascination as Michael Sam shoved creamy goodness into the willing mouth of his boyfriend. And I changed my tune. Now, I'm not homophobic. I don't mind if you are friends with gay people. You can have dinner with them. You can sleep with them. But do you have to bring them out in public to my draft?
Oh, it's kind of Donald Sterling-like.
I think Michael Sam is now mocking all of us, twats, which is, of course, stands for the white Americans against televised sex.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind a homosexual kiss. In fact, I prefer it over kissing a woman after I've had a few. Look. Women have that time of the month deal, and that's the fact.
Oh,
look it
gosh.
Up. Or ask Peter Gloria.
Whoa, Pete.
And all I know is that in those times, men have to turn to each other for love and comfort. I'm okay with gayness, but you cross the line and over into trying to have a baby on live TV just because you were drafted, well, I think you've gone too far. Look, I don't understand Michael Sam's world, but I do know that he's part of mine.
Oh, he's trying that again.
Mm-hmm. The part of mine that is full of vomit because I don't want to see anyone making out at the NFL draft, much less mismatched gay couple with access to a bakery.
Okay. Well, Dale even left his own line
access
there.
To the bakery. Now, look. I've worked with gay men in my station and in my department for more than 40 years. Worked very closely. In telephone booths and hot tubs all across America. And not one of those guys ever hit on me. And I'm starting to get a little ticked off about it. What's the deal with gay men? Do I need to hang an open for business sign on the back of my belt loop?
Okay.
Look, I know this commentary won't get me on the Ellen Show again. And I'm okay with that. She resisted my advances, for God's sakes. But I don't care. Michael Sam, stop having sex on my TV. There are only two people I want to see have sex on TV, and I throw it back to them now. John, Cynthia, back to you.
Oh, my okay. goodness. Wow.
Man,
all
right. I can see why that didn't air.
Very interesting. He really turned it around in the one that did air, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Total 180.
Changed his views on some things. Open for business.
Access to a bakery. That might have been my favorite line.
Fake Aaron, I think, may have been mine.
Oh, man. All right. Well, there is the fake Dale Hansen commentary. It is 8:47 on the ticket. No more Mavericks to watch in the NBA playoffs.